are in Genesis. And we are in chapter 24.
24?
Yes, chapter 24. And I'm backing up just a little bit and take back off and go on forward. So 24:58. And what is this section about? What happened last week? Anybody know what happened?
Rebecca.
Uh-huh. What happened to Rebecca?
She get married to Isaac.
There you go. Good
oh, God.
Job. Wow.
That
was a lucky guess.
You know me, I
don't. That was a lucky guess. Kidding.
She watered Abraham's camels.
Stop it. No, leave it. Leave it.
Yes. So Rebecca.
That's just who I am.
Marries Isaac.
I'm going to be so.
What did Rebecca do that qualified her to do that?
She watered his camels.
Yeah. So the next time you're looking for a wife, see if you can find somebody to water your camels.
Water next time when I'm looking for a husband.
Come on.
Go water. Go put some water and some gas in his car tank.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, go fix my car, yeah.
Instead of yours.
Well, it's obvious Rebecca was a go-getter. Mm-hmm. She definitely wasn't a sloucher. She was jumped in. So, we're going to pick up from there. Verse 58. Will I read that?
58.
Yeah.
So. And he called Rebecca and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
By the way, that was a really short marriage. So.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Hey, that's it. Will you go? Yes, I will. Go ahead.
So they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men.
By the way, she was kind of pampered, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, she had somebody to wait on all of her needs. Mm-hmm. Where was her nurse when she was watering the camels? Let's go ahead. All right.
And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, "Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them."
Okay. What did they know about Rebecca then? If she was going to have millions, basically the thousands and thousands is millions, mm-hmm. millions of children, what did they know?
She wasn't barren. She could have babies.
She was.
Barren means you can't have babies.
You can't have babies.
So if she's going to have 10,000, she's not barren.
So. They knew that she entered into the promises of Abraham.
Through Abraham, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what they knew.
That's what they knew.
I find it really interesting. Mm-hmm. They actually understood that.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
And so they're saying, listen, you're going to have all kinds of children mm-hmm. because you get the promises of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Let's go on. And might you also possess the gates of them that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. Might you possess the gates of them that hate you. So mm-hmm. it was a blessing. But the first part tells me they actually understood who Abraham was and the promises God had given him.
That he would
and yes,
me.
So that she just came into that whole realm of promises by marrying Isaac.
Yep.
Let's go ahead.
And Rebecca and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the maids.
By the way, her damsels. That means she now has more than one mm-hmm. maid, because probably Abraham's servant gave her a maid to take care of her also. And she now has damsels. Go ahead.
So the servant took Rebecca and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahai Roy, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming.
Ah, let's stop right there. What do we find out about Isaac?
He was anticipating.
He was sitting out in the field. Mm-hmm. What do you suppose he was meditating on?
camel's coming.
I think it had more to do with who was riding the camel.
I think he was thinking about something else.
Yep.
I think he was thinking about what is she going to look like? What is she going to be like?
Oh, he didn't know what Rebecca was going to look like?
No.
Never met her. Never even heard of her.
And he's sitting there just wondering, what is she going to be like? And saying, when are they going to get back here?
Right.
Because somebody else was picking out his bride for him.
Because he was sent out, the servant was sent out to get a bride.
That's it.
For
he
him.
Knew.
He had never seen
it. They're coming. Or. Okay. Okay. Will they come back with a bride? Because if they couldn't get one of Abraham's brother's kids, mm-hmm. he said, you're free of the promise. Don't get anybody mm-hmm. else.
Yeah.
So he may have been sitting there, I wonder if they found anybody.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Because he couldn't go and do the ite. He couldn't
marry
the ite, right?
That's right, yes. So he was sitting there, just, I call it daydreaming. Mm-hmm. That's what I would call it. Just doing away with the time till she could come. Let's go ahead.
Then Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, it is my master. So she took the veil and covered herself.
Okay. Why did she take a veil and cover herself?
Is it tradition?
Because of tradition, mm-hmm. yes. And in their tradition, what were they doing? Trying to be modest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And by the way, I happen to love long hair. So long, beautiful hair is pretty seductive to me.
Okay. That's why Deborah has long, beautiful hair.
So she was trying to be modest. Okay?
When I was younger, it used to be a thing that when the brides would come up, they would have the veil
right.
over their face. It would only be after.
They don't do that no more.
Then she would.
Why don't they do that anymore?
I don't know.
I do. I can tell you the reason.
Why?
Because of what happened with Laban. What happened with Laban? What did Laban do?
Forget.
What did Laban do?
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you guys. I'm amazed. What?
Laban cheated.
He worked. He cheated. What did he do? He had somebody work for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what
to have a bride.
Mm-hmm. And then
and he gave him the other woman after they got him drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They gave him the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up married to somebody.
Yep.
So they did away with veils from that day on.
Mm.
That's McKinney way.
Yeah, that's the McKinney version. Yeah.
That's the Bible according to the
word.
That
is
makes sense. That doesn't mean that's when the veils left. That's just been lately.
Just kidding.
Because when I got married, I wore more.
Just kidding. All right, everybody, go ahead. By the way, she was simply being modest.
Yeah.
In their culture, it was simply modesty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the servant told Isaac all the things that had been done. Then Isaac brought her to his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Mm. Isn't that interesting? He was still even thinking of his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she replaced that love and desire that he
that
had.
That emptiness.
Yep. So, yes. And it filled that void. So, now he's married.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Next one.
Somebody else wants?
Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah.
Oh, how old is Abraham?
Oh, he's old.
How old is he?
Well,
he's old. He's really old.
70 years at that time. If he lived over...
How old was he when he had Isaac?
He was old.
How old was he?
137?
No.
110? Oh, 90. No,
100. His wife was 90.
100.
Good job. Okay. So, anyway. So, he is well over 100 years old because the son had already grown up and was getting married.
Yep.
So, he was probably...
About 120. Yeah, at least.
125.
No, because Isaac was 37 back here, so Isaac was at least 37 when he got married, right? Isn't that what you said back here?
37 when Isaac got married. When who got married? I told you that. Who was it that they got married? Ishmael. I think it was Ishmael.
Okay.
So Abraham is getting remarried and is probably 125, 130 years old. Interesting. By the way, it's a guy that could not have children.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he had a child after that. God made him fertile in order to have.
He couldn't have children, but then he had a child. Had, why are you being so confusing?
When he was 90 years old, he couldn't.
Right, exactly.
Couldn't have children.
Yeah.
But after 100,
yes.
Things turned around.
Yes, interesting enough.
Go ahead. Lost his virginity.
And she bore him Zimran, Jokhan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua.
Good job. Mm-hmm. How many more children did he have?
Six.
He had six more children after Isaac got married.
She's at his...
Interesting, huh?
But he lived to be... How old did Abraham live to be?
I don't know. We'll find out in just a few minutes. 175 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
then he was still old.
So he...
Almost
I think 70, 175, really old.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, in them days, yes. They didn't look that old. They didn't seem that old. Remember, we decided
so,
that.
He had six more children after Isaac. Let's go on.
So his prime was really 100 years old. Jokshan, Bagat, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were... Why did I choose?
That's why James asked if somebody else wanted to
read. Yeah.
He saw it coming.
You know what he was doing.
And this person and that person.
And the sons of... Yeah, but God's really working on me trying to do the geography. He knows that.
So we're, let's go verse 5.
And the sons of Midian were Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya.
Good job.
All these were the children of Keturah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But Abraham gave gifts to the sons of concubines which Abraham had. What?
Okay, mm-hmm. So Abraham, not only did he have this... But he also had concubines.
Did he go to heaven?
There was a place when Jesus died.
That's right. The shoulder of Abraham.
The bosom of Abraham. It was called the bosom
Abraham.
Of Abraham. Yeah, so
that's where he went?
That's where the righteous people were until Jesus came
comes.
There and got
them. Well,
did he go?
Did
he? Okay.
See, that's where my confusion is right there now.
There you go. Okay, so he had concubines and children by those concubines, mm-hmm. which they don't even name. However, he's going to give all of his stuff to his son. Mm-hmm. However, before he does it, he takes the concubines who had children by him and gave them and blessed them and sent them off. So he treated them with some respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some respect. Let's go on.
You shouldn't treat him with anything. You shouldn't have had him. We're talking about Abraham. Okay. Why do I always got to get messed up in the concubines? I hate that word.
Okay, let's go on.
This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived. 175 years.
Mm-hmm. So he lived to be 175 years old.
Then Abraham breathed his last, and died in the good old age. An old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people.
So basically, he's saying he had a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. All right, let's go on.
Concubines weren't against the law.
No, not against God.
You say it like it's
there was no
okay.
Law.
I thought only Mormons had concubines.
You asked the question if it wasn't against the law. No, it wasn't against the law.
Well, it's not very
godly. There was no law. But just there was no law.
Right.
That's where they call him Father Abraham. He was the father of...
When did the law come about? Right. When did law come
about? I'm not sure.
Okay. Through Moses.
Moses.
Oh, my God, in the tent.
There was no law.
In the written...
There was no law.
See, this is why I'm trying to read the geographic. See, it's going to help me a lot. Okay.
Okay. So, there was no law. Unless God spoke to them.
Okay.
If God spoke to them personally,
I guess that
then
was
it became
a little bit more better for me to handle. Okay. Then Abraham, Sherry. And his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which was more Mamre. In the field of Ephron, and the son of Zohar and Hittite, the field which Abraham purchased from the son of Heth.
Okay, let's stop right here for a minute. Here is something really interesting. We find Isaac and who?
Ishmael.
Who's Ishmael?
The Hagar's daughter.
Hagar's son.
Mm-hmm. See, I am learning.
Came, you are learning.
Yes.
Of course you are.
Praise God.
Are coming together because they had their differences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because he felt like he
wasn't
a son too.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have all the same rights as Isaac, but God said otherwise. But here we find them reunited as they go through the death of Abraham. I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's some things that can bridge just about any gap.
Yep. Amen. Did they have different mothers?
Yes.
One was Sarah. Mm-hmm. Who was Sarah? Whose son was Sarah?
Abraham's wife.
That was Abraham's.
Okay, Sarah's wife, but who was their son?
Son was Isaac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was
Hagar.
Ishmael? Who's Ishmael?
Hagar.
God bless Ishmael the same way because he gave him 12 tribes also, didn't he?
Okay, let's. He didn't bless them the same way.
I know, but what
he blessed them in a very different way. Remember, Abraham's wealth was not the stuff he had, but God's promises.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's a father of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Throughout the whole Word of God, he's the father of faith.
Yes.
So his is a spiritual inheritance, which is very different. Okay? Just like Isaac has a spiritual blessing,
mm-hmm.
Ishmael doesn't.
Right.
Yes, God said, I will make of you a great nation. Okay? So he did make of him a great nation, but it was only people. With Isaac, he has a spiritual blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus was going to come through them.
Yes.
He said, all the nations of the world will be blessed by you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a spiritual blessing and a natural blessing. I'll take the spiritual anyway.
Yeah, there was always hostility between Ishmael.
Yes. There was some hostility.
Yeah.
But here we find they came together
to bury
Abraham. Yeah, I find it
beautiful.
And evidently, he had himself established. He had his own nation. So he felt good enough to deal with Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that help. Does that help you understand, Anna?
Okay.
Good. This here, you won't realize until you're reading along one day, and all of a sudden something that we've read will ring a bell when you're over here, and say, "I know why that is." So this kind of study, to me, is really good. It helps us come to know God and His way,
mm-hmm.
and how He operates and what He works and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some people don't like this kind of study because it's not thrilling and exciting, but there's a lot of stuff just like you picked up. Bingo,
mm-hmm.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
So that's, and the way to get it is to do a discussion like this,
yes,
so that we get
sure.
sinks in a lot more.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Yeah, if I could do it on my own, Okay, so the brothers got together. The field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried and Sarah, his wife.
Okay, so he went and was buried with his wife. Let's go on.
And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. Then Isaac dwelt to Beer Lehi-Hiroi.
Hard name.
What is it?
Hard name.
Yeah, hard name.
That's what we said.
The families of Israel.
Okay, so he went and dwelled by a well. Mm-hmm. Why it says that, remember, where
that's
they were
well.
Living was a desert. Without water, you would not survive.
Right.
So the wells meant everything. Because mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about wells here in just a few minutes. Okay, it's right in this part. So he has, he lived by the well. Let's go on.
Now this is the genealogy.
You don't have to do the genealogy. Okay. You can skip that.
I know, but this is what God is working on me for, so no, I won't skip.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No. Now this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. And these were the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael was that name, then that name, and that name, and that name, and Mishma, and that name, and that name, and that name, and that name, and 16 names more. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names.
So you just would disobey God and pronounce them names.
I didn't disobey God. I kept reading it. He told me not to read it. I didn't disobey God.
That's the break we were trying to give you, because I think we say that name and that, but that name and that,
yeah, but when I said that name, I could still see what it said. So if I hear it, hopefully he's written it down my heart. And I ain't going to pass it up. Geology is my favorite. Even though I don't understand it.
Okay. So we got through all the names, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, here's verse 16. Did you do 16?
No, you told me to stop.
Okay. Where'd you stop at?
Halfway of 16.
Oh, halfway of 16?
By Dama Mesa.
Okay, go ahead and read 16. Or 15, if you want to.
Hadar, Tama, Jeturin, Naphish, and Kedema. They were the sons of Ishmael, and they were their names. By their towns and their settlements, 12 princes according to the nations.
Okay, there's where you're talking about Kath, mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, that we just read, what you were talking about.
16.
What had happened is Ishmael had 12 princes, yes, and they named their towns after their names, and they had castles that they lived in. My Bible says castles, by the way. And so he had become established. So therefore, he didn't feel like Isaac would try to overtake him, mm-hmm. and he felt like he could meet with him, and it's cool that before he died, they united and had a relationship.
So all these names that were hard to read are actually names of towns?
Towns and the people.
Oh, okay.
They name the towns after the person that lived there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's, you were very accurate in that they worked their way through this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go.
These were the years of the lifted of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. They dwelt from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt, as you go towards Assyria. He died in the presence of all his brethren. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's
son. Okay, let's separate there. So basically, he dies at, what did it say, how many years?
137.
Yeah. So he died at 136 years old. And they're all there to honor him and his death. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm, bless you.
So, let's go ahead. Now we're going to do the genealogy of Isaac. Boy, you are blessed. You know, you get to read all these names.
Trust me, it's
go.
Surprisingly enough, it's supposed to be that way. This is genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as a wife, the daughter of Bethuel, and Simeon, and Paddan, Aram, the sister of Laban.
Laban.
Okay? Laban.
The reason that name is important is he's going to interact with Laban. So you kind of want to underline it because it's a key person. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to. Laban the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
Aha! Uh-huh. Who said she was barren? Somebody
Isaac.
Somebody said it, and there it is. Mm-hmm. She is barren. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it said she's going to have thousands of kids.
Yeah, that's what
so
I said.
So I didn't think she was barren.
Oh, but she was barren.
Okay.
That's a miracle.
That's the difference in knowing your Bible and not knowing your Bible.
That's a miracle.
I never said I knew my Bible. Yeah. I'm working on it. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Yay.
Yeah.
Woo. But the children struggled together within her. Oh, this is the one.
This is the one that what? Had twins?
The one that said, yeah, she had twins and the one popped out first because the other one pushed him behind.
But what?
Okay. Maybe it's not. Within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this?
In other words, they were having a wrestling match in a home.
Can you imagine? Oh, one was hard.
I mean, it's bad to have one, but to have two wrestling in your womb.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a spirit behind all that.
That's what I said.
And that affects us. That whole thing.
That's what I said and you laughed.
What's that?
That one was mean and one was not. One pushed him back, and that's the bad spirit one.
Well, here's the problem. Both of them had their issues just like all of us.
Yeah, but one was meaner.
Okay, meaner. Okay. That's
right,
good.
Because he had more spirits or whatever.
That's right.
So don't laugh the way I explain it. So she went in to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in the womb. Two people shall be separated from your body, and people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve younger.
Okay.
who normally
was the head of every tribe?
The first one born.
The oldest one. Mm-hmm. In this case, God says it's going to be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I remember Carmen telling me about this. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red. And he was, man, I can remember this. And he was hairy, yes. Garments all over.
So he was red and really hairy.
Really hairy, yep. I remember.
And they named him?
That.
Named him?
Esau.
Esau. Okay.
Which means?
I'm not sure what that means. I'm
red.
Sure she told
means
me.
Red.
Oh, red. That's right. She did tell me that. Well, this was 6 years ago. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm just proud to be able to even. Afterward, his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau.
Esau?
Exactly what I said. Heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old. When
what does Jacob mean?
Joy.
What does Jacob mean?
What do you mean,
grass
not this
the
time?
Hill.
So, huh?
Grass, the hill.
Isaac.
Yes.
Grass, the hill.
Okay, but there's another thing that it means.
Then not ever.
It means deceiver or manipulator.
Oh.
And she said grab the heel is the right translation.
Which is rude.
But it is.
It's mean.
It's rude. I don't know. I've never been in there with my brother trying to get
for an infant
out.
To grab
a baby. Yeah, I want to grab his ankle too. Okay, so it's not a coincidence that he is grabbing the heel because he has the name deceiver, okay, or manipulator would be a good word too. And so Jacob. Name describes who
his
he
actions.
Was. Who he was.
That's why you have to be careful what you name your children.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I think it's
Back then, they were even more so descriptive. They were descriptive.
Well, very. I think a lot of them were given by God.
Right.
I think,
yes.
You know, they, God told them what to name them, so they named them what God said because it often defined their purpose.
What they were going,
their purpose. Mm-hmm. So, let's go ahead. Okay. And Isaac was.
So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter and a man of the field, which is the redheaded kid. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And
okay,
Isaac,
so Jacob was a nomad, basically. Mm-hmm. If he's dwelling in tents, that meant they moved from place to place and they were nomadic. Okay, and the other one was a hunter. Mm-hmm. So let's go on.
And Isaac loved Esau because he hate of his game.
Okay, venison.
Because he ate of his game. I was going to say
yes. Okay, so Isaac favored, that's the right word by the way,
mm-hmm.
he favored Esau because he liked his venison.
Mm-hmm.
But, want to read it?
Rebecca loved Jacob.
Ooh, what do we have going on?
The mama liked the other one.
Parental.
Yeah. Tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
Showing favorites. Okay? And that is never good.
Good.
No.
Never.
It's house. Bad for the kids,
especially
bad
when
for
mom's
the parents,
devious.
It's bad
for everybody.
Yeah. And so unfortunately, there was a contest going, trying to. And by the way, what happens is a person tries to be good enough to be accepted by the other person, and that whole thing just rolls into confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to
faint.
Jacob, huh?
He was faint, right?
Okay, mine says weary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. That's where he gives up all of his stuff, right? Is that these two kids right here?
That's coming. That's coming.
I'm just asking.
I'm just,
it's amazing that I can remember. I mean, I'm just,
yes,
it's very
good
for me to recognize it. That's why God has me reading it.
Yes.
Because I always say I'm stupid, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
Good.
And Esau said, look, I am about to die.
By the way, was he?
No.
Nope.
No, it was just very tired and hot.
Jacob said, sell me this, your birthright today. Who got the birthright? What is a birthright? Can we talk about that for a minute?
It's his inheritance.
Mm-hmm. It's more than that.
At least that's what I
Okay. The birthright went to the oldest child.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, is they got a double portion of the inheritance. However, it was their responsibility to take care of the parents in their old age and to oversee the clan.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a lot of responsibility, but they got double the portion.
Yes.
And so what's happening is Jacob values the birthright. Right now, Esau isn't dying.
He's weary.
Is not dying. He's tired and worn
tired.
Out. He ain't dying. But he didn't value the birthright because he wasn't going to get the birthright until he was old.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, a pot of stew sounds really good as compared to the birthright. However, Jacob was a spiritual man, and he understood the ramifications of the birthright. And so Esau was willing to trade all the promises of God for him for one bowl of soup because he was hungry. Because he was hungry right then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people would in this day and age would do this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Bunches.
Yes.
Bunches.
So
knowing so even.
Yeah.
So Esau did not have a spiritual value. Okay? And the birthright was also spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just financial, it was spiritual.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, because
Abraham.
They were, so they were going to be over to come. Go ahead.
There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham.
No,
go back to
32.
32,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I seen day and day. Okay, sorry. And Esau took a look at look, okay, and Esau said, look, I am about to die. So what was the birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And then Jacob gave Esau the bread and the stew of lentils, and he ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
And what does the word despise mean?
Hated, disliked.
Did not value it. No value, put no value on it. Because it was a spiritual thing as much as a financial thing. And he lived in the moment rather than with eternity in mind. We can be like that too. Where we lose focus on what's really important. Okay? And trade it for a temporary thrill. And it's really important that we value spiritual things. Okay? And don't give them away cheaply.
Right.
Don't give them away, period. But for some cheap little bowl of soup, because he lived in the moment.
Sometimes going to your room is not giving it away.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, what time? We have 10 minutes.
Yeah. There was a famine. Did I finish that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham.
Okay, so Abraham had a famine too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting that God sends another famine for Isaac? Let's go on. Jacob.
And Isaac went to Iblakek.
There was a. Okay, go ahead.
Of the Philistines and Gerar. What'd you say?
Okay, Abimelech. Who is Abimelech?
He was the king of the Philistines.
He was the king of the Philistines, but who was he in relationship to Abraham?
Isn't he the one that wanted Abraham's wife?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, light came out. There we go. He's the one that took him into his harem, but never was sexual with her.
Right.
Okay? And so what happened was, as part of dealing with this whole thing between his wife and him, the king gave Abraham a parcel of, large parcel of ground.
Mm-hmm.
And said, this is yours, you live on that. And this is reimbursement for me having taken your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find Isaac, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Coming back to where Abraham had been.
Doing his new family.
Okay? Because there was famine, so he came back. And what was there where he comes to? There's a well. Let's go on. You remember, wells are so critical. Let's go on.
What's the well?
Where? What verse are we on?
It's in
two. I'm getting ready for two, but is Gerar the well? It doesn't say well.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
well.
Verse 1 of 26, correct?
Because I don't know that's a well. So.
It's in Gerar. It's in that place.
Oh, Gerar is not the well?
It's not the well, it's the city that the well, the place that the well is in.
Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you.
Okay, why does it matter if he goes to Egypt or not?
I don't know, is there a well in Egypt?
Because Joseph have to do with Moses and
them
going?
No.
Yeah, because Moses is a born.
No. Why did it matter? Okay. Because God wanted him to, by faith, journey in the land that he had promised him.
Mm-hmm.
And to go down to Egypt, he would walk out of God's inheritance for him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you stay here. I have promised you Canaan, all of Canaan. If you look at the map, it's a pretty good piece of prep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's huge. Okay? And so he said, don't go just because things aren't easy. I think there's times that God says things like that to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because it's tough.
Yeah. Don't give
don't up. Leave where I put you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay? Because all of my promises are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Makes sense?
Or leading to those promises.
Okay. Good.
Okay, where am I?
First three.
Okay, thank you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for you are your descendants. For you and your descendants, I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. He's saying the promises are all here that I gave your dad. Stay in this land because I will bless you and I will keep the promises I gave your father. Okay, this one.
And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Okay, what is all the nations going to be blessed with?
God's seed.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All the nations will be blessed because of Jesus. Okay, but that's down the road, many generations. Mm-hmm. Let's go on.
In your seed. So he's going to be planting the seeds of Jesus Christ?
No. All of his children and children's children and children's children and children. Okay, he's going to have millions.
Yeah. See, sometimes you confuse me, Pastor. I'm sorry. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Okay.
So every time God spoke to Abraham, he obeyed what God said and did what God said. He said, so my blessings are upon him. Mm-hmm. And he labeled three, he obeyed my voice. He kept my charges, in other words, tell what he told him to do. He kept my commandments, whatever command he gave him. And he kept his statutes and laws. Whatever God spoke to him, Abraham obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so we're moving on.
What a testimony, by the way.
Right?
Can you imagine God saying that about us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. I mean, he wouldn't say it about me right now.
But, see, that's exactly what imagine. We were trying to talk about earlier.
I can't imagine.
Yes.
How wonderful.
It would be for him to be able to say that.
Yes. So, in spite of his having concubines, in spite of his lying about his wife, what's the promise? I want to take this stop right here and talk about this. Really important. God said, because you obeyed my voice, you kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my laws. Just a minute. What about the fact he lied about his wife? The callings and giftings of God are without repentance. It doesn't mean he was perfect. He's saying, but you did a whole lot of stuff that I asked and told you to do, and you were faithful to it. And yet, even though he missed it, God still honored him as a prophet.
Okay, see, this is hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Your Corinthians is not what this says, what my question was earlier. This says the answer right there about judgment. That's where the question came in, was judgment.
So, that's what.
Okay, 7:30. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the man of the place.
Go ahead, read it. Go ahead.
The man of the place about his wife and said.
Asked about,
oh my gosh, I just read, she's my sister. She's my sister, for he was afraid to say, what a wuss. She is my wife, because he thought, lest the man of this place kill me for Rebecca.
Where did Abraham do that? Where did Abraham do that?
Same place.
Yes.
Exact same place.
Abimelech.
The same area.
Exact same area. Yes.
The famine and the deception all happened in the same place. Same county. Same day county.
Father, like son.
God had a plan.
Okay, that's a good place to stop.
Ran him over twice.
That's a good place to stop. I find it really interesting. The same test and his son failed the same time. Listen, be careful.
Pay attention to his dad.
Your kids will follow your example.
Yep.
yep. outside of the day. Yep. It's really important
it could be a curse.
How we live. Yes.
Amen.
That's what that's supposed to be, that was a curse.
Awesome. Well.
Yeah.
Anybody want to close out with prayer?
I don't. Okay.
We do thank you tonight for the privilege of being able to study your word and to learn, dear God, from those who have gone before us. We thank you, Lord, for Abraham, for his faithfulness. And Lord, we pray that we might learn.
Yes.
When we are tempted in things to not just yield to the flesh, but
yes.
to look to you
Amen.
And to trust
Amen.
In you. And now, Father, as we prepare to leave and go to our various destinations, we ask that you would see us safely there. We thank you, dear God, and we just look forward to being able to come together again
yes.
through fellowship with each other as well as our other brothers and sisters. In
yes,
Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. Amen.